Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast with the OIE Hub. In today's podcast, we're going to be looking at a topic that is very important to all of us, whether you are a manager or you are an operative. Either way, it's very important. Now, a lot of times, you know, you have this manager, if you're a salesperson or, you know, a marketing person or a commercial person or anybody at all within an organization, you have a line manager and you find out that despite the fact that your line manager is quite good with you and the rest of the team, they seem to be having problems with engaging upwards. They don't seem to have the latitude or the ability to take up matters with their superiors. Now, this can present a problem because in most instances, you have a situation where a lot of work is being done by the team, but this is frustrated by the inability of the upper management to look and see the value that is being created by this team. This is why upward management is one of those skills that very few of us do very well. You know, a lot of people are never really able to master it, but it is something that is extremely critical as you start to go up the rungs. You have to have the ability to effectively manage and manage upwards. Now, I recall sometime in the past, a friend of mine, actually, you know, a very good and old friend of mine, she runs a foundation, a network of for young ladies especially, and she wanted me to come talk to them about managing upwards. And when I asked why, she said it was because she felt I was doing a very good job of it. I had never thought about it in that light, but when she did say that, it made me go back and think about it and try to look through my own career to understand exactly what I had done that made it seem like, you know, I was actually effective at managing upwards. So today what I'm going to be sharing are some of the tips that I believe I have used through the course of my career and which I believe have helped me in terms of trying to make sure that I have that ability to manage upwards, not just my immediate line, but also my superiors across the different divisions or areas of the business that I require to achieve effectively on my team's job and my job. So the very first thing that is really very critical if you intend to manage effectively upwards is to understand your boss. You have to know and think about what your boss likes, how they want to communicate, how they want to be referred to. Do they like written emails or verbal discussions? Are they people who appreciate having too many meetings or would rather have one-to-ones and clarify exactly what it is that is at stake? You have to get that understanding. So when you have that understanding of how your boss likes to engage, you adapt your style to his or her style. The next thing is to stick to objective facts. So when you're presenting information, please try to avoid any emotionally biased assessments. Sometimes this can be very difficult because as human beings, we tend to take a position. But be careful. Try to avoid presenting information to your boss with any form of emotional biases. That always creates a problem. Just make sure that you're putting your heart and your soul into a project. But if it no longer makes business sense to do so, then it's your responsibility to put those personal feelings aside and do the right business thing. Remember, for you to be an effective value creator at work, you must always put the team and the organization's needs ahead of yours. If you don't do that and you don't have an alignment between your own needs and the organizational needs, it would always create a problem. The next thing is, you know, don't always dump problems at your boss's doorstep. Problems that you should be solving yourself. Now, when your boss has greater responsibility than you and they get paid more than you, yes, that is the case. But also, they expect that when they have you in the team, a lot of work should be done by you. And you should always be responsible for the activities that are meant to be your responsibility. Do not just delegate upwards because you want to. Delegate upwards because you have to. And it is extremely important that your boss does get involved in that particular issue. No manager No manager, I repeat, likes to have excess problems dumped at their doorstep, with the team member showing no clear signs of having tried to resolve that particular problem. So please pay attention to this and make sure that you do exhaust yourself in trying to fix an issue before you start to dump it for your manager. The next thing you have to be is very specific about what you need. What exactly do you require to do the job that has been given to you? You know, don't go running around or not actually carrying out a task and then coming back to complain that this was because you didn't have the resources or the latitude or the capabilities that you require to do the job. That is totally unacceptable. Every manager wants to believe that they can go to sleep knowing that their team work is running effectively. Another thing is, don't ever, you know, present yourself in a way that your boss has reasons to question your credibility. So your word must be your bond, regardless of what your level is. If you are asked to carry out a task, please do it and do it with the height of your integrity. And if there are any concerns or issues that you would like to raise, please feel free to do so with your boss. Do not ever have to put yourself in a situation where it does seem like you are lying to your boss or you're presenting less than true pictures of a particular situation. That is totally unacceptable. Now, the next thing to consider is, sometimes we get so carried away, we're trying to navigate and, you know, walk through the landmines in the politics of the organization as regards managing upwards, that we forget to take a look and see what is happening to the people that we are supposed to be leading. So if you know that you are one of those people who spends more time trying to make sure your boss is happy, but your team, you know, is totally upset with your way of work, then there's a problem. There definitely has to be a balance. You must always be presenting or representing your team in a positive light and ensuring that you're passing that on to your boss in such a way that your boss recognizes the work you're doing and the work that your team as a whole are doing towards achieving the business objectives. It is very, very important. Next is the ability to respect your boss's time. If your boss calls you in for a meeting, please be on time and be prepared. Think ahead, speak ahead, chat informally ahead to understand what the meeting is about and come into that meeting prepared. Your boss, remember, is a very busy person and therefore their time is very, very precious. So don't let your boss call you into a meeting and you end up wasting his or her time, either not being prepared enough or not coming on time or just rambling about facts that are not important to that particular discussion. Now, if your boss also gives you any assignment to complete, please be very diligent about it. If you agreed to that particular assignment and you agreed to make sure that it happens, do not exceed your timelines. Make sure that you follow through, and if you're unable to deliver within the expected timelines, please make sure you also communicate same to your boss. Do not make your boss make commitments that cannot be kept just because they got those commitments from you and yet you did not escalate that there were any issues. So it's important that we know when and how to escalate if we're given tasks to do and we know we may not be able to meet up with the timelines. Again, you have to make sure that you always, 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 always admit to your mistakes. If you find out that you've made a mistake or you've done something wrong, please go ahead and, you know, own up to it. It makes it easier. It puts your boss in a position where they are able to work with you to work out of that particular problem. So it's very, very critical that you admit to your mistakes quickly and as early as possible and with as much integrity and truthfulness as you can muster. In the same vein, do not present your boss with any surprises. It is totally unacceptable. If you know that you are working on something and you know that down the line your boss is going to find out about it or know about it or know about whatever iterations you may have made, it is best to present that piece of information to your boss on time. On time. That is very critical to make sure that at the end of the day, both you and your boss are on the same page. No boss likes to be taken by surprise, and no boss wants to believe the or feel like their team member is working behind their backs on a project that does not present itself as being priority to the team. So you must always carry your boss along and ensure that at no time should there be any surprises. And then finally, this is very important because a lot of us feel that this is the way to effectively manage upwards. But I can tell you from experience that it never works. It may work in the short term, but in the long term, it will definitely backfire. Do not, under any circumstance, suck up to your boss. Telling your boss what they want to hear will make you end up being labeled as, you know, someone who is absolutely spineless. So you don't want that to be the case. You do not want to lose the respect of your team, and your boss will ultimately see through you and will not respect you. So it is very important that you take out time to make sure that you are not seen as that, you know, subordinate who sucks up, as against that subordinate who is clear, confident, and very positioned to achieve on business objectives. Till the next time, keep selling.